Hello.
Hi, everyone.
We're here again. Yay.
It's so nice to see you.
Same here.
It's so nice to see you. I mean, I know we've been chit-chatting for the last 20 minutes, but...
That's Licia, by the way.
Oh, hi. I'm Licia, by the way.
And hi. This is Maurice.
It's Maurice.
We're with North State Now. This is show North State Now, and we're with Women of Vision. This is our time slot of the month.
Yeah. It snuck up on us.
No, it did.
Oh, my God. It totally snuck up on me. I was like, oh, that's right. What are we talking about again?
Well, and you know what, too? It's like, I don't know about you. My husband thinks it didn't take, I mean, he thinks it took long. But for me, I feel like summer was so short.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I did a lot. Or
I think especially if you're busy, it's that old thing, right? Like time flies when you're having fun. But I agree with you. I feel like it feels very recent to me that the kids got out of school and we were wrapping up the school year.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, oh yeah, kids are back in school again. I'm with you. And I think it is because, you know, you did a lot of traveling over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were really busy this summer. And I had travel and then weddings, and I'm with you on it. I just am like, whoa. I feel like August in particular went by really fast. And I'm just like, I think if I've been like planning meetings and different things, and in my mind I'm like, okay, next week. And in my mind, next week is still like the end of August. Like, it's still, I don't know.
They're kind of blurring together.
Yeah. And so then when I think about like stuff that I'm doing, and now I'm looking at the first week of September, and it's just breaking my brain, because my brain is like, no, it's not September yet, you know? I feel like it's gone.
For me, partially it's because of, the atmosphere outside. Like, it's just, with the fires.
You hit the nail. No, seriously.
Like, I'm usually at the lake all the time.
Yes.
Or we're camping.
We've moved inside sooner.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved inside sooner than I think we normally do. Because I'm with you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like I'm, it's weird. Because, again, I'm like, no, it's not even the, it can't be the end of August yet. No. And then there's this other part of me that's like, so, can I get my Halloween decorations out yet?
I know, right?
It's fall, isn't it? It looks like
it
fall.
It feels
like fall. You know, this is a weird mind mess up.
Yeah.
It's a weird mind mess up.
I mean, I'm so bummed about all the fires. I mean, it's just, I know some friends who's lost their homes in a monument and in the Dixie fires.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And so I try not to complain, oh, we're dealing with smoke, when they're dealing with something else bigger.
I know. So the other day, so it was like maybe a week ago, I don't know, I posted something on Facebook. So let me
look. I hope you didn't get in trouble again.
I know. You know what? I'm at this point now where I'm like,
bring it.
So,
you know, you're not going to, yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. And if you're listening, bring it. I was lamenting about the smoke, and I had a girlfriend, that years ago told me how she suffered from like the seasonal, like the winter blues.
Oh yes, SAD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and she struggled during the winter because of, and I always was like, but it's always so sunny in Reading. But anyway, I never really understood that.
Yeah.
And then the smoke moved in and we didn't see blue skies for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like, I felt sad. I felt kind of hopeless. Like this, I moved into this space that I don't normally live in that was just kind of like, oh, and it just hit me like, I miss a blue sky.
That is fun.
I miss the sun.
Yeah.
I miss looking outside. I miss it. And so I posted on Facebook, like, any of you that don't live in the area, wherever you are, can you, I swear to you, Maurice, I just needed to see a blue sky, even if it was in just a photograph. And so that's what I did. I said, please.
Oh, I missed that post.
Will you post a photograph wherever you are of the sky? And I had people post from all over.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so, and you know what was so weird though?
Mm.
like, A, it was like, oh, and then it was like, well, what are you doing? Where are you? Like,
yeah.
That looks fun. There was this weird moment where I also felt like, well, that's odd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was this moment where it was just like, that's odd. I can't even explain it. But, so then I realized later that I wonder how insensitive that post may have in a way come off. You know, just, I'm complaining about the smoke when there are people who have lost their homes and their businesses and animals. And I think about like I went down this whole rabbit hole of all the things that are worse than me pissing and moaning about the fact that there's smoke in the air.
I mean, like you said offline, if they're going to, people who complain will complain.
They're going to complain about whatever they're going to complain about.
But honestly, that's funny you say that because just a few days, I don't know when you posted that. I must have felt you.
It was like last week or
something. Yeah, just a few days ago, I was like, I want to post this on my story. So when I was driving through the desert, so I went to Vegas twice this year.
Yeah.
Drive through the desert, and it is just gorgeous. Blue skies, clouds, like puffy clouds. So I just remember videoing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I never posted it.
You need to send that to me. Just send it to me. DM it to me so I can enjoy it.
Yeah, but last week I was like, I think I want to post this just for people who are like missing the blue sky.
Me.
Is that funny? But I never did it.
I don't know what happened.
I just never did it.
You just never did
it. But I think I'm going to do it.
No, I would have liked that.
I was like, for those who've forgotten what, because the other day my son goes, oh, mom, look, it's finally clear. The sky is back. And I'm like, honey, that's still smoke.
I know. But just like you were saying earlier, our perspective has, I mean, because the last couple of days, you guys that are on, listening, I'm using clear with like finger quotes, right?
Quotes.
But like air quotes. Yeah. But like, I feel like the last few days, it's not been as terrible. And I'm like, oh, look at how nice, like now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's so nice outside. And no, it isn't. It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice outside.
And there's fires are still out there.
And the fires are still out there. And people are breaking their backs trying to get these fires out. And again, who am I to complain about smoke when things are a lot worse for,
But we've all been through it, like, in the community. And I feel like other communities are going to, because it's actually happening even in Oregon and above.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are. We're in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. We have nothing in vicinity.
I know.
Although, did I tell you? I don't know if you know, but about five, I've already had five near misses in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, it's been put out every time. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Seriously. You know, that's another thing, too, I think about. Like, I could go down this whole rabbit hole. But that's another thing I think about, too, is, and I think you could speak to this, obviously, having gone through what you did with the car fire. But I wonder what psychological impact does all the smoke have on people who went through the car fire and the Delta fire, 3 years ago and lost everything. Like, I don't know. I
think it's different for different people.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, like, for us, because we have each other still. But I know, like, a neighbor of mine who never recovered, but they were, older.
Yeah.
They never recovered, and they never rebuilt, and it still pains them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody like me who's like, as soon as I see that fire in the hill, I'm like, all right, what's next? This is for sure what's...
Yeah, you go
this
into...
This is what we're grabbing. I'm like, this time I'm grabbing everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the first time and then I remember my friend going, I mean, how do you even do that? I'm like, there's really no time to get emotional.
Right. At that point, it's just
but
like,
some people do let their emotions are there and they can't.
Yeah.
So I think it's different for everyone.
It's different for everybody.
Yeah, but definitely be sensitive about it because it's real. Meaning, even though, they shouldn't try to go in too deep with that emotion, but it's reflective. Their life is that, Like, for example, they still didn't rebuild, so they still don't have their house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's totally different for everybody.
I know. It's different. Well, hopefully we'll get control of it. I don't know. I heard somewhere that they think that the Dixie Fire... we're almost time for a break.
Oh,
right?
That was fun. We just went on a rant.
I know, we did.
Well, we're just... Yeah. We'll switch gears the next... commercial
I know.
Break.
Everyone's like, we don't need to hear about
our situation.
We know it. Yeah.
Well, stay safe out there, though, guys.
Oh,
and there's a lot
of
resources out there to reach out. We are Women of Vision Show here at KCNR. We'll be right back.
Hey. Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for not changing the channel, even though we went down a depressing road of smoke and destination. But we are switching gears, and we're going to talk about just some fun stuff that we did over the summer. And Maurice has a list of questions here that she's going to fire off at me.
I'm excited. I'm going to put Felicia on a hot seat.
I don't know what she's going to ask.
Well, so. I think because especially now that the world is open back up again, I'm sure people are planning stuff again.
Yes.
Parties, weddings.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. I think all of us that are in the event industry have just been swallowed in 2021.
It's
I knew last year that this year was going to be a doozy. I knew it. It has been. It's been crazy. And so it was nice. I had a little bit of a break. I had a wedding end of July, and then I had my most recent wedding was just last weekend, but I had a nice little like 4-weekend break in the middle. I still had other things going on, but I didn't have weddings, and now I'm sort of back to full steam ahead for fall, and then next year is already and vendors are booking really quick for next year already.
Cool.
I'm getting lots of bookings for next year, and I hate to say it, but then my follow-up questions to all my couples is, you know, are you ready to, like, we got to pull the trigger on other vendors too, because they're going really fast. So it's like I'm not complaining, and I know everybody in the event industry isn't going to complain, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure are happy to be back to work and, you know, earning a living and all the things, but yeah, it can be a little bit
catch
intense.
Up time.
Yeah, it can be a little intense.
Okay, so before we go there, what was your highlight or favorite moment? What's your highlight of your summer? What was
your
favorite thing?
Oh, Alaska for sure.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh, Alaska was so, it's, you know, Alaska is everything that you think it's going to be. If you haven't been there, it's everything you think it's going to be. It's absolutely beautiful. It was a little weird though, because, you know, we went obviously during the summertime, and so the sun doesn't fully go down.
Yeah.
So, at 11 o'clock at night, I mean, you can get in your car and drive around at 11 o'clock at night in the same way that you would if it was like 7 o'clock in the evening here.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right.
So it was trippy. So that was kind of weird. You know, it was like you kind of had to remind yourself, oh, it's time to go to bed, you know,
that's
even
so
though you look
weird.
Out the window and the sun is shining.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you wear like, what are those masks
on
over your eyes?
Oh, yeah. No, we Airbnb, we rented home.
Uh-huh.
So we ended up, going to Anchorage, and then we were in Homer, Alaska. So thankfully the homes that we rented, mm-hmm. Were equipped with like the blackout shades and stuff.
Oh,
so that was good. But
only
that was,
Alaska.
Yeah. But that was by far, that was such a highlight. My husband and I have been really fortunate in that we've been, you know, we've been able to travel the world and we've gone to some pretty amazing places. And I kind of in my mind was like, Alaska, one of those places that I was like, oh yeah, it was nice, but maybe I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
No, I'm like,
so that one
shocked
you.
When are we going back? Yeah, I loved
that's
it.
That's awesome.
That was definitely a highlight.
I really want to go there.
It was nice that we went with family. Like, like the kids went, and then my in-laws went. It was like a big, it wasn't just us as a family unit, but extended family. And
yeah.
So that was really.
Oh, so you had a big group.
We had a big group.
Oh, dang.
And it was nice. It was nice. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we were
so
going to do
nice.
That on 2020 to Philippines. With a larger group,
yeah.
Of course, things
right.
got canceled.
Right,
but it was
going
to be like
that.
The most epic thing
yeah.
to happen, but
yeah.
it didn't happen.
Do you think you'll be able to go?
Not anytime soon because
yeah.
Philippines has like weird COVID protocols.
Yeah.
Like traveling there, it's like you got to quarantine.
You have to quarantine for 14 days before
yeah, it's
you
like,
can
who
actually
has that
go.
Type of vacation time?
Well, yeah. Not in the United States, you don't.
Yeah, so
nope.
It's not very
so,
cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
So, yeah, but we'll see. We're thinking, like, maybe go to Mexico or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know. At the
what
same
was
time,
what was your summer highlight?
I think I would have to say my summer highlight was me and my husband rarely ever, you know, travel together
mm-hmm.
alone.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went to the coast, but we went to Brookings for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And we had no plans, and we just, like, rented this little place on the beach.
Oh, nice.
And so that was fun.
Oh,
just
that's
hanging out,
so nice.
Having no plans. We're going to go fishing, do these things. Nope, we didn't. Some days we just sit there at the porch and just listen to the ocean, talk, look at our phones.
I'm telling
whatever.
You, that sounds glorious.
It was good.
No, that really
no, with
does.
No kids, it's almost like
that
there was no agenda.
Glorious.
You don't have to
yeah.
feed anyone.
No.
Please anyone.
Yeah.
So,
You know, I mean, as your kids get older, and you know because your kids are a little bit older, but when our kids were younger and we'd go on vacation, like I remember just feeling kind of salty about it in a way because I'm like, it's just work in a different location.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, great. So I'm packing up all my kids
yes.
and the strollers and the diaper bags and the whole thing.
Yes.
It's just work in a different location.
You nailed it. Yeah.
You know, and so now that they're older, it's easier.
Isn't
but
nice.
Even, and I love my children, but it's nice when you don't have to and worry about entertaining. Sometimes.
Yeah. I mean,
that
literally,
quiet,
with yeah, especially if you've been married so long, like
yeah.
you don't even have to like talk.
That's
everything
right.
just
you
could be
just,
quiet.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like
the
you
best.
Read each other's mind.
Yeah.
Okay, time for lunch.
You
okay.
good? You good? I'm good. All
you
right.
Okay
you
then?
Hungry? I'm hungry. All right, let's go. Yeah.
Oh,
I like it.
Yes.
I like
all right,
it.
So let's get to this, Licia, because
okay.
I want to go through some of this.
Okay.
Just in case, because I pulled up a few, and some of them are kind of funny.
Okay.
But I think before we even get to some meat of it, what makes an event to you? What
mm-hmm.
makes an event successful? Like how do you measure?
How
success?
Do you measure the success?
Yeah.
I just think
I'm sure
the overall
a lot of things going on.
Yeah, the overall enjoyment. I think
mm-hmm.
it's the vibe. You know, I mean, I think when you look around and you see the group of people together really enjoying each other's
mm,
company,
yes.
that's the ultimate success. You know, so
yeah.
so everything else might be. Burning around you, you know.
When
like,
no one's complaining.
But,
and
but when
that.
Everyone is together and they're
yeah.
having a good time and
yeah.
they're not aware of the things that, you know, you're trying to like figure out or whatever, like that to me is how I measure it. Now, of course, I think like with any wedding professional or well, anyone in any line of work, you of course, beat yourself up over things that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to train myself not to like get you know, like, oh, I wish I had gone a little differently, or oh, I wish that had.
Yeah.
And instead it's like, oh my God, look at everybody. They're having a blast. So that's how I measure it, is just by how much fun everyone's having.
I bet that comes with experience.
Of course it does.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're like, you're a seasoned. So, okay, you guys, if you're just tuning in, Licia is the owner and operator of Carrots and Confetti.
Yeah.
And it's
Carrots
been around.
Carrots and Confetti events. Yeah. Wow. 6 years?
Yeah.
6 years?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's been a while. And, someone said to me at a wedding that I just did, they were like, you're like a conductor, like a, like an orchestra.
Yes.
You know, like they were like, you need the, I know that there's an official name for it, but like the stick, the thingy that you wave at everybody. And that's what I feel like sometimes.
That is a conductor.
It really is. Yeah, because it really is like, okay, you know, trombones, like, okay, get started.
Yep.
And then, you know, violins. And then, I mean, you really are balancing a lot
you're
of different
multitasker,
things at the same time. And it's,
And so, that's interesting, because that was my next question was like, what do you think, like, if somebody were going to get into or is thinking about event planning as their
career or entrepreneur
or small business. Mm-hmm. What do you think type of personality traits or skills or education one should have?
So I think, to be honest with you, I think that you inherently have the ability to do something like this or you don't. And I don't know how that, I don't know how that's going to come across to people, but I think that there are just certain skill sets that you just sort of have. You have to be a leader, first of all. You have to.
Good one. I'm all right.
Yeah. You have to feel comfortable and confident in your own decision-making abilities, and you cannot be meek.
Yeah.
If you are someone that's like, oh, I don't, I'm not.
Let people run over you.
Then you're going to get run over. Ooh. So you have to feel confident in the decisions that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't, you got to pretend that you do. and I think that you have to be a good listener.
Yeah.
You know, I do. I think that you've got to really listen to the needs and the wants of your clients and understand what's important to them.
What
might not be the same thing that's important to you. And I think obviously having, you know, a decent way to organize, although I will tell you guys.
Sometimes you're not organized, huh?
I'm so unorganized sometimes.
I knew it.
I literally am like, how have I managed to be an event planner for as long as I have?
Yeah.
I am a disaster. I am like an absolute disaster of a human being. How do I do this?
It's like the genius in the chaos or something.
Right, exactly. You know? It's
So I had a feeling about that about you. I'm like, she's not. I don't think she's organized.
No.
But I think what it is you're artistic. You're creative.
I would tell you this. This is probably the biggest piece of advice that I can give is you also need to have the ability to take a macro approach, not a micro. Because if you go in looking at a puzzle and you're looking at just the pieces individually, it's going to overwhelm you. So you have to look at an event from a macro perspective and look at the whole thing and then work your way in.
Interesting.
You know, you've got to see it all come together in your mind already and understand how it's meant to come together in your mind before you can put the pieces and pull the pieces together, if that makes
sense. I mean,
you
weren't always an event planner. What was your background that led up to this?
So I was in retail management for a long time. Yeah. I was in retail management for a long time. I managed like a coach. I've always had jobs where it required me to switch on a dime.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like where
think,
I've had to be
think right
think
away.
Quickly,
yeah, quickly.
Think quickly and move on.
And make a decision
and make
quickly.
Make a decision quickly and move on.
Huh.
So I think that's what helped me formulate
and just
this.
Obviously talking to people, like you gotta kind of like people.
You do.
Is that a prerequisite?
Yes. It helps.
It helps.
if you are a likable person, well, and you like being around people, then it definitely helps.
That's cool. Cause like sometimes like when I'm with you, like I swear sometimes like I get this vibe, like, you know, like you're picky with people, you know?
I mean,
obviously with friends you are.
Yeah.
But professionally you're like, I can work with anyone, with any personality.
I feel like just based on my experience in retail that I have learned how to deal with people of all personality traits.
Yeah.
And I also know not to take things personally. I've learned that, you know, that some cases you just gotta like, okay, that's not directed at me. So that's another thing. You have to have a thick skin, but I don't take everybody. I don't take every person. person that knocks on my door.
Okay, guys.
I can tell.
We'll be right back, but you hear that. You gotta have a thick skin.
All
right. We are Women of Vision here at KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Simpson University for Seniors, now in its 12th year, is offering two classes in September for adults of any age interested in learning. Early registration is encouraged. Classes start September 8th. Larry Porta will present a course on the most hated president in American history called The Life of Andrew Johnson. Professor Timothy Orr will teach a course on the history of Islam and its expansion entitled Of Caliphs and Kings. Classes meet from 10:20 to 11:20 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Simpson University's campus. The cost is $95 per person per course or $145 for couples registering for the same course. For more information, email gschafer@simpsonu.edu or call 530-226-4602. Simpson University is located at 2211 College View Drive in Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
thank
we're
you.
Back.
Yes, we're back.
Talking about social media, do you have a TikTok for carrots and confetti?
I don't. Oh. I don't. And, you know, it's funny because I know that's like the way of the world, right?
Yeah.
I know it's everything. It's like about reels. And
that was my next question.
And TikToks and the whole thing. And I can't, like, I love, like, I will definitely go down the TikTok rabbit hole like all of us do sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I just scroll through and I'm just like, and I am always... I'm so impressed by the human race. There are some really incredibly talented, creative, out-of-the-box thinkers that just come up with the most random stuff that just leave me in tears. Like,
yeah.
I laugh so hard, and I'm like, God bless these people. Whatever random thing you're doing is bringing me so much joy. I know I'm dragging in that department. Like, I really should have a TikTok,
yeah.
And I should do more reels, but I just am like... And
you should. Your reels would be cool
listen,
with your wedding.
And here's the deal. I can't freaking figure them out. Like the TikTok thing, I think I kind of, but Reels, I get on Reels, and I'm going to try and make it sound like, well, I just didn't have time for Reels. No, you guys, I don't know how to do them. I don't know how to do them.
Your daughter doesn't know how to do it?
I asked her, I was like, do you know how to do Reels? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, how do you do it? And she's like, oh, well, I don't know. So she didn't really, she doesn't really.
It's actually super easy once I figure it out.
Well, I can film it. But doing the thing where you're like, where the words, like the sentence or the word pops up and then, and then it goes away and then the next one pops up and it goes away and the next one pops, I can't.
It's time.
I can't. Yeah. It's all, I'm all thumbs and I can't. And then there's no, maybe there is a way that you can like preview the whole video before you post it.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. See, I didn't know that. So I did one the other day and I was like, oh, I think I got it. But I couldn't get myself to post it because I was like, wait, what if I totally have screwed this up and now I've sent this out to them?
Well, first do it on your personal, then you can do it on your business.
Okay, I'm going to have to, someone, you guys, anyone that's listening, you're going to need to like...
Tutor her. We need a tutorial.
I need a tutorial.
Because that was my next question, like, how do you keep up with industry trends? I know things are kind of fast-paced as far as like the latest and greatest. And
Well, I mean, in terms of Reels and TikToks, I don't keep up.
Definitely not that one.
Embarrassingly behind. In terms of like trends and stuff, I guess I'm probably like with everyone, it's just, you know, going online and just, you know, websites and Pinterest and those kinds of things. I do tend to find, and I don't know if it's like the ADHD brain that lives inside my skull, but I tend to.
So you do have ADHD.
Oh, God. I mean, I hate to be like one of those people that self-diagnoses, but I'm like.
You're pretty sure you have.
I'm like, I went through it and I did this like personality thing online and I was like, well, God damn, I do have ADHD. I knew it.
Well, maybe that's what makes you a good event planner.
I don't know. But, possible. But I, with as far as trends go, I get bored with trends really easily. Mm. And I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want to offend any of my brides.
Yeah.
But there are definitely some trends that I am like, I was over it in 2019.
Oh.
And it's still really strong right now. And so I'm just like, but they're lovely. They're lovely. I just am like, I'm ready to move on to something else. And I know in my brain where I want to move people in a direction, but sometimes it's hard. It's hard getting people to like.
I feel like in this area, we're a little old school. Things catch up a little later.
We take a little longer, I think. And I think that's true with like fashion. I think that's true with, you know, a lot of things. But I think that's true of a lot of smaller communities, you know. But I mean, there are a lot of like highly fashionable people that live in our town.
Oh my
gosh. On trend, very cute. So I don't want to make it sound like we're all a bunch of, you know, schlups or anything. But just in general, if you live in a smaller area versus,
like,
more metropolitan.
Like LA.
New
York.
Right. Yeah. I lived in LA a long time ago and I remember, seeing the things when I lived in LA and then when I moved back to Northern California, it was honestly, it was like a 6 month gap that I was like, I saw that, like, you know, so it's just the way things are. But, but that, I guess that's just how I kind of keep up with things. It's just, you know, same way with everybody else. You know, just like a world I live in, I guess.
I like what you posted today, because now I'm going over, I'm like, oh, budget. Oh, yeah, I saw your post today about, like...
My carrots and confetti stories today went way off the rails.
It was hilarious.
But I'm going to leave it, because I'm like, you know what? It's fun.
No, but I think it's really cool and, like, courageous of you to go... Not so much courageous, but it's more like just being real with people, because sometimes we kind of... You know, people do tend to have that dream wedding.
Yeah.
And that kind of like not being practical.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, those are good stuff not to break budget.
Yeah.
And, just real quick, what were those?
So,
like, go over them, things that you don't really need.
So things you don't really need at your wedding that you might have been programmed to think that you do because you see it and whatever. But
it makes so much sense, though.
The things that you don't need at your wedding, I think first and foremost, the first thing that always pops in my head are favors. And I love a favor. I love how they photograph on a plate. Like, I love them. I think they're sweet. But you don't need them. Your guests do not come to a wedding with the expectation of leaving with something. And often when people do favors, there is a right way to do them and a wrong way.
Yeah.
And the intention is always good, but and again, I'm not going to, I don't want to like outline what I think is not the right way, because again, I don't want to offend anybody's way of thinking, but you don't need favors, you guys. You just don't need them. Just period, the end. You just don't need them.
They're expensive. Yeah.
They're time consuming too, because you're also chasing the like, I need to have the perfect favor.
Yeah.
And I want to have it wrapped, and I want to have it this, and I want to have it that. And so not only is it a financial suck, it's a time suck. If you do feel like there's something now.
You want to give value to your
guests. If you do have something that does speak to you or is maybe woven into the story of you and your spouse that you want to give to your guests, I love that. But don't give a favor to every single one, because not every single person is going to leave with it. So I always tell people, if you have something that you want to do as a favor, do 50%. If you're inviting 100 people to your wedding, get 50
That's
favors.
Brilliant.
And because it's shocking.
Yeah.
It's shocking how much I throw away at the end of an
I
event.
Do the same thing.
I end up, and I ask the couples, like, you guys, you have all these things left over. And they're like, well, what are we going to do with them? Just throw them away.
Oh,
or just
God.
Take them. So I'll take them and I'll give them to friends. So favors is one thing. Save the dates is another. I know that was one that was like kind of on the controversial
the
side.
Save the date.
Save the date cards can be really expensive, you guys. Like,
yeah.
Unless you have a Cricut and you can do it yourself. But if you're ordering them online, you know, a save the date card could run anywhere from $1.50 to $4 a card, and then multiply that by 100 or 200 cards that you're sending out, and then postage. So what I try and do with each of the couples that I work with is, you know, when we talk about budget, the next sort of question that I ask is, well, what are your priorities?
Mm-hmm.
For some people, food is a big priority.
Yes,
like,
please.
Food's
the
really
cake,
important.
The dessert.
Yeah, you know, or
music
is a really big priority.
Yeah.
Or decor.
Because
they want to look back on the photos and they see all this beautiful decor. So what I feel
like.
Or a photographer. Mm-hmm. And so what I try and do when I'm working with my couples is take whatever budget they might have. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a good or bad budget. It's whatever budget you have, and let's think about the best ways that we can allocate your money into the areas that are the most important to you. And let's really, like, from a planner's perspective, let me share with you what, you know, you have this sort of theoretical idea of the things that you need and want at your wedding. Let me explain to you how practically it ends up working out.
Yeah.
So, you know, so anyway, so that was kind of my, I think favors, I think, save the dates aren't always, unless you're planning a destination wedding, then yes.
Yeah,
you want to save the date for sure.
Put a picture of the destination itself.
Yes, absolutely.
So people have a visual.
Yes. And so then they can make time for travel, you know, they can prepare for travel arrangements.
Yeah.
I think hard alcohol,
I saw that. That's interesting. So not a lot of people drink hard alcohol?
No. I think hard alcohol is a thing that you can get rid of. Yeah. It adds up really, really quickly. And when you have hard alcohol thrown into the mix of people who are already celebrating and it can change the vibe. It can get messy. So I tell people, if you want to do a hard alcohol, let's do something during cocktail hour and then move into just beer and wine during reception, because I could write a book on the stuff that I have seen at weddings.
I think,
and a lot of the crazy stories that I could like share with you.
Yeah.
They are built from the foundation
of
hard alcohol.
Well, I was surprised with the but I was also surprised with the program.
Oh yeah, programs.
I'm like, wow, people do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I have not been that many weddings. No. I'm like, that is such a waste right
It's a waste. They end up on the ground. They stay on the seat and they end up on the seat.
Yeah.
Or they end up on the ground. I throw programs with stacks of programs.
Some people do print programs.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. And sometimes they're nice.
Just have like a basic program on the wall or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Have like a one big board.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you want it, a lot of times they'll use programs as a way of like thinking.
Yeah.
You know, their wedding party and things like that. Do that during toasts.
Yeah.
And let your officiant explain whatever cultural traditions or whatever things that you're doing in your ceremony. Your officiant can explain that. So.
So it's in her Instagram stories, you guys, Carrots and Confetti, if you want to screenshot some of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should write a little book.
I could. With the vendors that I work with too, like, I think all of us together could put together a pretty funny coffee table book of things that we've
seen and heard. Oh, nice. That would be cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to go to our last commercial break. We'll be right back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Jazz up your weekend breakfast or brunch at Black Bear Diner with a sparkling mimosa made with our fresh-squeezed orange juice and Prosecco. It's a delicious and refreshing sidekick to your favorite omelet, Benedict, or pancake breakfast. At lunch or dinner, add a glass of red or white Kendall Jackson family wine, or choose a domestic, import, or specialty beer to ride along with your favorite entree. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, guys. We are back.
Hi, everyone.
And we're just zooming through this. I'm having a good time.
We are.
Asking Licia all the questions. It's always like such a, like, I know this is like probably you've been, this is your third time being the guest and being in the hot seat.
Right.
But it's such like a dynamic, type of work just because of the people aspect of it.
Right. Right. Like I was saying, like there's kind of a foundation with which all of us sort of operate, right?
Yeah.
There's sort of the standard practice of where you start.
And no one event is the same.
And no one event is the same. And no couple is the same. No client is the same. No environment is the same. Nothing, you know. So, yeah, so you kind of have a foundation with which you sort of build everything on. But then, you like kind of going back to what I was saying about sort of my past in retail is that you've got to be very quick on your feet because you don't know. Especially you can have like the best laid out plans and then the wedding day shows up and it's just like, oh God, it can go sideways at the turn of, the turn of a dime. So
that's so interesting because that was my last, or it's the two two part, but I'm going to ask them at the same time and you can take off with it. But yeah, one is like, how do you stay motivated when things go wrong? And the other one is like, have you ever dealt with difficult clients and in what ways were they difficult and how did you handle
and
the situation?
And how did I handle it? So in what ways do I stay motivated? So with all of the couples that I work with, I honestly, and it sounds like such a cliche, I love my couples. Like, I fall in love with them as I work with
them.
And
their story.
I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And so for me, it becomes a personal investment. And so when things start to, you know, for whatever reason, it might be weather, you know, weather is often our wild card, you know? And so, whether it's a weather situation, maybe there's a technical, I don't know, you know, sometimes things just go sideways for reasons that you just don't anticipate, right? So for me, you know, what am I going to do? I'm just going to walk away and be like, well, you guys are
out of your control.
I'm in it with them and I want to do everything I can to make sure that when the couples walk away, because, you know, here's the thing. It's like you have one shot. It's not like it's a birthday party. It's not like it's an anniversary party. It's not like a Christmas party or a Thanksgiving dinner that you can uninvite crazy Uncle Joe to next time around. It's like you have one shot at this.
Yeah.
So if things start to go wrong, it's just like, okay, all right, we're just gonna keep moving. We're just gonna keep the train, you know, the train on the track. We're just gonna keep moving, and all I can do is smile. If you crack in front of your client, that's where you fail.
Oh,
so you
has it happened to you?
No,
really.
I cracked behind. Oh yeah, no. I mean,
being a parent, we cry behind.
I've gone behind a building and blown in and out of a paper bag, and then I come back and I'm like, everything is fine. It's totally fine. Everything's fine. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God. It's fine. You know. So you have to make sure that you are the rock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you start to panic, then there are a couple
there
to panic.
Yeah.
So,
feeds on each other.
Yeah. And then, as far as difficult, I can honestly say I've never had a bridezilla, which is like probably the most popular question I get when I tell people.
That's surprising.
Yeah. It's when I tell people I'm a wedding planner. No. I get that a lot. Like, oh my God.
This is what TV does to us.
Yes. That's exactly. Oh, you must get so many bridezillas. And I'm like, I actually don't.
Oh.
I actually don't. No. And, I've had people that I can kind of see it coming, and so then I'm not available.
Yeah,
I'm not available to that kind of client.
Yeah.
So the clients that I book,
you have boundaries.
I do. I know right away from the. I always do a consultation.
Yeah.
And so in that consultation, I can tell if we're vibing, if we're driving, if this is going to work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I've only had a couple where it's not worked out. But for the most part, everybody that I talk to, I'm like, oh yeah, girl, let's do it. You know? So it's usually when I have difficult people, it's people who are the most invested to that couple. So it could be like a groom's mom or bride's mom. And I have to understand that they're not being difficult for the sake of being difficult. They're being difficult because they want the best for their child.
Yeah.
And so, again, I don't take anything personally. Mm-hmm. I just roll with it.
Yeah.
And I also just think in the back of my mind, you know, I know what I'm doing. I've spent time with these people.
Mm-hmm.
I understand their priorities, their, you know, and so if someone comes into my bubble that ruffles my feathers, I move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Move on.
Well, I think that's huge when you say, like, it's, you don't take things personally.
No.
Because you're right. I mean, that's the event of their life. And they're
coming from a place of wanting the best for their child, right? And so,
I feel like we should all practice that no matter if it's your business or not.
Yeah, you just
personal life too.
Yeah.
So many things out of our control.
Yeah.
That's not in our control and it's like, What are you going to do?
And what do you, you know, and this would be my advice to anyone. I don't care what line of work you're in, you guys.
Yeah.
You can't let strangers affect you.
Yeah.
You can't. You have a customer that comes in that's a total jerk, you know. What? Don't let that ruin your day.
Yeah.
It has family. To do with you. Family, right. Yeah. If you have people that come into your life and there's something going on and they're not polite to you, they're rude, they're this or that, whatever. at the end of the day, you guys have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Don't let it throw you off.
Yeah.
You know, just move on.
Yeah.
And because what will end up happening is you'll just end up festering and you'll think about it. And more often than not, when something happens, by the next day, you're not thinking about it anymore anyway. So if you're not going to think about it the next day, then don't think about it 5 minutes later. Just move on.
So this is personal development, Licia. This is all like.
Yeah. Welcome to my TED Talk.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. This is like leadership talk. This is our leadership talk.
Yeah. This is my masterclass. And suck it up, buttercup.
Exactly. My gosh. So, so this upcoming fall.
Yeah.
You're pretty busy.
Yes.
It's mostly weddings.
Yeah, it's weddings, and then I picked up a couple of design. I also do interior design,
yeah.
So I picked up some design jobs. So this fall is going to be a little bit intense.
Yeah,
yeah, in a good way.
In school,
on top of being a mom and a wife, and having all the other things that you know go with just being a human being.
Yeah. You gotta kind of stay busy. I mean, if you still have it in your energy and you love doing it,
well,
I think that's important.
I do enjoy what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do. I think, you know, that helps too.
And that wasn't
really
cliche,
like
by the way. Like, you can't stay in business for 6 years if you don't love what you do.
Yeah, you can't ride the wave unless you love it. And sometimes, like today, I was going through an album that was sent to me by a photographer. It was a wedding album from a wedding I did in May. Anyway, I was going through, and sometimes, like, so the photographers will send me the albums, mm-hmm. you know, the wedding albums after they've been processed and whatnot. And like anybody else, you know, I have those moments where I'm kind of like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, I am the worst. I am the worst. No,
the negative self-talk.
Yeah, that voice comes in. It's like, you're a fraud.
Oh.
You know? But then I'll go back and I'll look at these photos and I'm like, I did that.
That's another thing.
I helped put that together.
Yeah.
I helped make this happen. Like,
so you have a photo album of every wedding?
So I do. So when I work with the photographers, they send me. Yeah. So they'll send
that's
me.
Cool.
So then I can go back and look at all of them.
Yeah.
And then that's what I use to post
true.
On my social media and then my website when I ever go around
to
updating it.
Or when people come to see you for the
absolutely
for your consultation.
Then it's my portfolio of work. You know, I mean, I'm not a florist, so I can't take credit for the beautiful floral work that our florists in town do.
Yeah, but you picked a good one.
But I know who to work with,
and
I know I've learned enough from these florists that I kind of know how to sort of prime my brides before we go in and talk about like, well, these are the florals that are in season and this is what we can get. This is what we might not be able to get. And so I try and learn from the people that I work with because the people that I work with, the rental company owners, the photographers, the florists, they're all masters in their craft.
Yeah.
And so I just want to be their student and listen. And hopefully that helps me become a better planner, you know?
So in time you start to learn like, I mean, not learn, but you start, do you like end up working with this kind of the same caterer or
you
florist?
You end
or
up working with, I mean, I think it's just sort of natural in the sense that you develop relationships with people in business and you just sort of understand like who you like working with and you also sort of know how they work. And so you tend to move into the direction of people that you're like, I've worked with them a lot. I know how they work. I know what to expect.
Yeah.
But I'm always open to meeting and working with new people because, again, that's just a fresh perspective, too. That can
and where can
me.
People find you? We have less than 2 minutes.
So, so you can find me on Instagram, and it's carrots, C-A-R-A-T-S, like the diamond. It's carrots and confetti events. And then, of course, I have a Facebook page and then my website, which is carrotsandconfettievents.com. Although my website is embarrassingly out of
I don't even know who goes to websites anymore. But that's true. Maybe for something
Instagram
like this.
Instagram and Facebook, carrots and confetti. Yeah.
So before we go, I just want to call out our sponsors. All Fired Up at 1796 Turn Creek Road. They do pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay, and prints. Lit From Within at 2449 Athens Avenue, organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, dance, the works, you guys. Relieves Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably. Most well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. And to Bev Gray, the Servita, it is a delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. Gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system. we all could use a boost in our immune system.
I get that like in a vat, please?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for tuning in, you guys. Till next month.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Maurice Brown.
I'm Lacia Prater. Thank you so much for listening.
Have a good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.